KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, just a little bit of lingering light fog. Otherwise, we expect partly cloudy skies today in a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, a man who served one term on the Cass County Board of Supervisors has died. An obituary notice from the Steen Funeral Home says 79-year-old Bill Benkin died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Anita. Benkin had served on the Cass County Board of Supervisors from 2004 to 2008. He entered the 2004 race as a Democrat and won the election in November of that year by defeating Republican incumbent Kenneth Waters. Benkin lost his bid for re-election in November of 2008 when he was beaten by Republican Frank Waters of Cumberland, who is still serving in that position. A grocery store in Council Bluffs was robbed last night, the second such incident at the same store in less than a week. Council Bluffs police say officers were called to the Mega Saver store at 3540 West Broadway at around 11:23 p.m. Wednesday. The victim of the robbery told police a 17 to 25-year-old black male wearing a red hoodie, blue jeans, and black shoes entered the store, pulled a handgun from his waistband, and pointed it at the victim, demanding money from the register. The victim backed up and the suspect opened the registers and removed the cash. He then fled on foot to the west. There were no shots fired and no injuries reported. Two suspects wearing gray hoodies robbed the same store at around 12:15 a.m. on Tuesday. They escaped in a white SUV. If you have any information about either incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. In an update to our earlier report, authorities in Harrison County say an Omaha man died following a crash that took place east of Logan at around 5 a.m. Tuesday. The Harrison County Sheriff's Office said 60-year-old John Oyne was pronounced dead at the CHI Health Missouri Hospital, Missouri Valley Hospital, after being transported there by Logan Rescue following the crash that happened at the intersection of Overton Avenue and Highway 30. Sheriff Patrick Sears reports Logan Rescue personnel arrived at the scene and found one person trapped in a vehicle. The victim was extricated and transported to the hospital. An investigation determined that Oyne was traveling northbound on Overton Avenue approaching the Highway 30 intersection when his vehicle failed to stop at the stop sign and went through the intersection and struck a utility pole in the north ditch of the highway. An autopsy has been ordered. The crash remains under investigation. A Carroll man has been sentenced in four separate cases, including assault, possession of methamphetamine, and two counts of probation violation. On Friday, 24-year-old Dustin Dwayne Hill was ordered to serve 365 days on the assault charge and not more than 2 years in prison on the possession charge, with all sentences to run concurrently. Hill will receive credit for time already served. In addition to his incarceration, Hill was ordered to pay fines totaling $940, surcharges of nearly $465, restitution, and court costs. Hill, who has a long history of criminal mischief, robbery, assault, and other charges, faced the four latest charges following two incidents that took place in March and May of this year. On March 21st, Hill led Carroll authorities on a chase through a neighborhood on the east side of town after an attempted traffic stop. His vehicle stalled shortly after the pursuit began and then rolled backwards down a hill, striking a police car. During the incident, authorities used a stun gun on Hill before he could be taken into custody. Following his arrest, a search of his vehicle uncovered methamphetamine. The assault charge was the result of his arrest on May the 2nd after Hill was involved in an altercation with Jacob J. Segura of Carroll. Sheriff's officials in Union County are investigating an alleged incident of fraud. Authorities say a Shannon City man reported on August the 25th that sometime this month, someone used his debit card without permission. The loss was estimated at $1,000. And Governor Kim Reynolds has named the eight members of a board that will advise Iowa Department of Public Health as the agency implements Iowa's newly expanded medical cannabis law. Among those members of the board is Dr. Lonnie Miller, a family medical practitioner from Creston. Iowa Department of Public Health Director Gerd Claybaugh says his agency is rushing to meet a December deadline for granting licenses for growing marijuana that will be turned into cannabis oil.
We've been developing drafts of the rules around the legislative requirements, but the board will provide us an important point of public feedback and medical feedback with regard to how the program will be set up and operate.
A policeman from Mason City and a pharmacist from Spirit Lake are two of the eight members of the new advisory board. The rest are doctors who are specialists in pediatrics, psychiatry, family medicine, and pain management, as well as neurology and cancer treatment. A new state law passed this spring sanctions marijuana growing operations for productions of cannabis oil that will be dispensed to Iowans. Supporters acknowledge it may take up to 2 years to set up the distribution system. Claybaugh says he and his staff hope to meet with the advisory group as soon as possible.
Now that the board is appointed, we'll be anxious to meet with them, get their feedback, and really begin the process in earnest.
Previous state law had decriminalized possession of cannabis oil purchased out of state for treatment of chronic epilepsy. The new law lets Iowa doctors prescribe cannabis oil for treatment of more than a dozen chronic and debilitating conditions. In the funeral announcements, Jerry Youngman, age 86, of Adair, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Jerry Youngman will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church of Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Betty Lou Kunze, age 86, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Services for Betty Lou Kunze will be today at 10:30 at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Vernon Earlmeyer, age 68, of Manning, died Tuesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Vernon Earlmeyer will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Ann Nelson, age 66, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at her home. Celebration of life services for Ann Nelson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Linda Teitzert, age 70, of Irwin, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Jean Teitzert will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Joan Esther Brendel, age 86, of Avoca, died Tuesday at her home. Funeral services for Joan Brendel will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Judith Martha Sogigan, age 75, of Greenville, South Carolina, and formerly of Portsmouth, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Judith Sohigian will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Helen Johnson, age 94, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Exira Care Center. A celebration of life prayer service for Helen Johnson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Laverne P. Schmidt, age 93, of Audubon, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Laverne Schmidt will be Tuesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Liana Christensen, age 94, of Harlan and formerly of Gimbleton, died August 24th. A celebration of life service for Liana Christensen will be on September 9th at 10 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Gimbleton. Marvin Bailey, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Marvin Bailey will be held at a later date in Mount Pleasant. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Former Cascotti Supervisor Bill Benkin, age 79, of Bacina, died Wednesday at Caring Acres Nursing Home in Oneida. Funeral services for Bill Benkin are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Marilyn Chestnut, age 83, of Oneida, died Wednesday at her home in rural Oneida. Services for Marilyn Chestnut are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.